Proclamation number 8645, dated the October 15th, 1963. The Vineyard Laborers Trust in Divine Guidance. You can always rely on my guidance by merely placing yourselves under my protection and choosing me as your guide. In that case, you can rest assured that I will protect you from my adversaries' every onslaught, that you will always receive the strength to resist him if he wants to tempt you, for once your will belongs to me, I am also entitled to protect you from him. Otherwise, however, I will not stop him because he, too, is fighting for the souls so as not to lose them. It is always the human being's own decision to whose power he entrusts himself. Yet I will at all times assist the person who has found the path to me. Then he will also be active in accordance with my will, for my influence consists of encouraging the human being to live a way of life which is pleasing to me. Then he will always feel inwardly impelled to do or not to do this or that, and he can be certain of the fact that I myself place this urge in him, that it is my expression which is felt by the heart of the human being who entrusts himself to me. Similarly, I will place the right thoughts into your hearts, my servants on earth, when you work for me in my vineyard, because this should also be done according to my instructions, even if it occasionally seems doubtful to you. As soon as you have offered your services to me, I will also assign your work to you, and you can safely follow your inner inclination. Nothing happens thoughtlessly. I always pursue a specific plan or purpose, and you only ever accomplish what I would do myself if I lived on this earth in the flesh. Thus you represent me, and you can believe that I place my will in you so that you seemingly act according to your own will, but that this resolve is always caused by me because you voluntarily offered to work for me. But not all people pay attention to the inner voice, and therefore I cannot speak to them directly, nor can I speak so frankly to them that they will be convinced of being addressed by the Father himself. I must speak to people through mediators whose words they can either accept or reject, yet this is up to them on account of their freedom of will. Nevertheless, no human being shall go without my merciful care. I look after everyone and show them the right path when they go astray. For this reason I inform them through my messengers of the right path which they, in their spiritual darkness, often can't find, or take a path which leads them astray because it is illuminated by the deceptive lights my adversary has ignited in order to mislead people who want to reach higher spheres. But as soon as these call upon me myself and appeal for my protection and guidance, they are already on the right path, and I will send my messengers to meet them in order to assist with their ascent to me. Nevertheless, my protection and guidance are only rarely called upon. People believe they have enough strength and light at their disposal, and that they will then also be receptive to my adversary's influence, who knows how to present them with flowery paths and to conjure up the most attractive regions which, however, will infallibly end up in darkness, and thus the human being has not descended at all but walked down into the abyss. Only the person who voluntarily entrusts himself to my guidance can travel his earthly path without worrying, for he will reach the goal. He has handed himself over to me of his own free will, and I will indeed be his final goal. He will join me, the one he always intended to reach. I only want you to voluntarily give me the right to guide you through your life on earth. Then you will never need to fear going astray or failing, for then you will also always do what is right before my eyes, because this will is in you. Once you have accepted my will and given up your own will, in that case the adversary will have no more power over you, because you will resist his temptations, you will remain faithful to me, and I will always grant you my protection. Amen.